It's the In Case You Missed It podcast here on Kiss Country 99.9, brought to us by Xfinity.
Kiss Country 99.9, good morning. We are TC and Dina B. We are backstage right now at Tortuga Music Festival Saturday night with the headliner Saturday night. So you think of Jordan, you know you can get a great pair of Jordans. You think of Kobe, may he rest in peace, you can get a great pair of Kobes. But now you can get your own Hardys, baby. Look at you with the shoe deal.
I'm bringing it. I'm bringing it to the mainstream, dude.
Yeah, man.
I love them, dude.
They're sick.
Yeah, thank you. Flofers. Flofers.com.
There we go.
Go get them.
So let's talk. I know you're just rocking out, obviously. We hear some background music going on
Kid
right
rock.
Now.
Yeah.
Little Kid Rock. You got like a mix of everything. Always have. You're eclectic. You're like versatile and whatnot. Let's talk about the Nickelback. Let's talk about the CMT Crossroads and whatever. That was really popping. Cool. It's dropping. I know now we can talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, because it comes out tonight,
yeah, exactly.
Right? Exactly. So, it was really cool. And it was like a extremely full circle, like nostalgic. Just thing, and never, you know, it's so cheesy, but it's like if I could, like, you know, tell my 13-year-old self or whatever that you were gonna do this one day, I would freak out and probably not believe myself.
Yeah.
But it's really cool. I'm very excited. It turned out great. For me, my favorite part was getting to sing Nickelback songs, and Chad made a joke because he was like not struggling, but like he had to learn my songs, but I didn't have to learn anything
because
I knew them all already. You know what I mean? And he made a joke about, like, well, you've had 20 years to learn this. I'm like, well, you're right.
What's your favorite Nickelback song to sing?
Saving Me.
Saving Me.
There's no question, dude.
That's so cool. So, of course, Nickelback, but then the Diff tape just dropped that you did.
Yeah.
And, dude, whenever you drop something, everybody takes notice. It's not just the country music world. It's everyone that takes notice. And it's so cool. Tell me how you get Reba on something like that.
I mean, I had the help of my record label for sure. Like,
hey,
I don't personally know Reba. I would love to if I'm giving a very honest answer. But all that aside, my people contacted her people. And from what I hear, she said absolutely. And so I kid you not, she did the vocal the same day she said yes and had it sent back like immediately.
Wow.
Which is like, I know people are busy and stuff, but that's just like, for her to prioritize that is super, super cool. And
wow.
I just have all the respect for her.
What a pro. What a pro.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right. So Truck Bed, number one, woo, loving it, up for Video of the Year, the CMT Awards.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's next?
Just in general?
What's the next single? What we got? Come on.
Oh,
give me something.
Oh, that's a great question.
I'm ready. I'm ready. Come on.
I want it to be Red.
Okay.
That was the song I did with Morgan on my last record. Even if I have to, I know Morgan's really busy. He's got a lot of features right now. So if I had to do it by myself, I would. But I'm fighting pretty hard for it to be Red.
Okay.
But it might. We might. I don't know. I want it to be Red. That's all I'm saying.
There's a lot of people looking over here shaking their heads, too.
Sarah's
got her heart beating right now.
Speaking of reading, we're going to change that to reading. I have terrible penmanship. I don't know. I know you write music a lot. Have you ever written a song you couldn't, like, read what you wrote? Do you have bad handwriting?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I have bad handwriting, but it's because I'm left-handed, and, like, if you write with a pen, you smudge because you go over it. So, like, a lot of times, but if I'm being honest, like, I just write it on my phone now. Like,
so,
my notes are just, like, full of just songs I've written and stuff.
So, Dina, like she just said, has the worst handwriting ever. And I'm wondering, so, Dina likes giving weather reports every day.
Okay.
And the only other person to ever do this was Justin Moore, because we just...
I can see it through the light. There's no way that's real.
Well,
it's
it is, and
I'm
this
not
is
a
not
lefty.
A bit. Would you just mind reading the weather? What day is this for,
this
Dina?
This is for Monday morning.
Monday
on
morning's
air.
Weather.
Can you make out anything in that weather report, Hardy?
We will kick it the here. Kick it. Kick it the here week.
The work week off.
The work week off. Never. Dude, this is horrible.
I know.
Something Barstool, the weather, Mio, something sun and cloudy. Dozy with a high of 80.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the high of 80.
Okay.
No rain in sight with maybe
no rain in sight.
Until maybe Thursday.
Yes!
Wow.
This is terrible.
I know it's really bad. But
this is real?
This is my real handwriting.
And you can read this.
It's
sometimes I'm on air live and I mess up. I'm not going to lie.
I can read my own handwriting, but I do think it is bad. But that is crazy.
But can I say you were the best one to ever read one of these?
Okay, I'll take that.
Look at that.
It's like those, you know those like word things that like it'll spell them wrong, but they say you only process the first and the last like two letters.
Uh-huh.
So you can like, it's like if you can read this.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, but harder, but way more impossible.
Truly the best in the world at everything he does. It's Hardy backstage at Tortuga Music Festival. Thank you, buddy.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.